Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
The terrible threat to the safety and health of every American.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change.
In latest Democratic debate, the moderators didn't want to talk about climate change, but the candidates sure did. Climate protesters shut down parts of London, plus...
This all started with a huge blast.
Another fossil fuel explosion and fire, this time near earthquake-prone San Francisco.
All of those blasts and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Kids all over the world went on a climate strike. Apparently they're pissed off that we've robbed them of their entire future and killed the planet.
Whiners. If you don't like it, get your own planet. This is your Green News Report. I'm gonna soak up the sun. Okay, Desi Doyen, I don't get it. The majority of Democratic voters routinely select climate as one of the top two issues of concern to them, and yet, in debate after debate, the mainstream media moderators don't seem to want to talk about it.
Yeah. And remember how in September, CNN hosted a marathon 8-hour-long town hall on the climate crisis with all of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates? Yeah, those were good times. Maybe CNN felt that that was enough and it freed them from ever having to ask about climate change again. Because during that 3-hour-long Democratic presidential debate on Tuesday in Ohio, moderators with CNN and The New York Times did not ask a single question about it. There was time for a question about bipartisan friendships, but the biggest existential threat facing humanity that threatens human society and all life on the planet and will require a massive multi-generational effort to solve? Nah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Ellen DeGeneres watched a football game with George W. Bush. That's worth spending 15 minutes on, isn't it?
A handful of the 12 Democratic candidates briefly mentioned climate change, like billionaire climate activist Tom Steyer. In his first appearance in an official debate, Steyer quickly pivoted from a foreign policy question about Russia to climate change.
Let's go to the most important international problem that we're facing, which no one has brought up, which is climate. We can't solve the climate crisis in the United States by ourselves. It's an international crisis. Any problem that we're going to do, but specifically climate, we're going to have to lead the world morally. We're going to have to lead it technologically, financially, and commercially.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he brought it up. That said, he's spending $100 million on his campaign that I'll bet he could spend in much, much better ways.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont also managed to maneuver a question about a federal jobs guarantee into talking about addressing climate change as a massive jobs engine, part of the new Green Deal resolution he proposed in Congress.
We have an infrastructure which is collapsing. We could put 15 million people to work rebuilding our roads, our bridges, our water systems, our wastewater plants, airports, etc. Furthermore, this planet faces the greatest threat in its history from climate change. And the Green New Deal that I have advocated will create up to 20 million jobs as we move away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy.
Oh, Bernie.
Meanwhile, in other news, an explosion and fire at an oil storage facility on Tuesday near the San Francisco Bay Area community of Crockett sent a huge fireball and toxic smoke into the air. Nearby residents were ordered to shelter in place with their windows and doors sealed. The fire at the New Star Energy facility is now contained. Officials are investigating if a 4.5 magnitude earthquake the day before may have triggered the explosion.
Well, there sure are a lot of explosions and fires at refineries in the Bay Area, aren't there?
Yes, and the risk of earthquakes in the Bay Area is a growing concern because of the vast network of aging fossil fuel infrastructure that runs throughout that county.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
In England, protest group Extinction Rebellion blockaded the London headquarters of Google on Tuesday to protest the company's funding of some of the most notorious climate denial groups in the United States. which was revealed recently in an expose by The Guardian.
It was. Google it.
More than 1,600 protesters have been arrested during the group's two-week civil disobedience campaign demanding that the UK government accelerate action on climate change. But finally, some good news. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that effectively bans all new fossil fuel production within national monuments in the state. It prohibits state agencies from approving permits for new fossil fuel infrastructure on federal lands in order to block the Trump administration's efforts to expand oil extraction in California. And starting next year, the state will ban the sale of the toxic pesticide chlorpyrifos, which has been linked to brain damage in children because the Trump EPA failed to do so.
Oh, Trump ain't going to like that either. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. And don't forget, as we approach the 1,000th Green News Report, you can support our efforts at bradblog.com/donate. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. California.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.